I guess, do you want to just play right away and then get to know you a little bit, or whatever works for you guys?
Sure, we could do that.
Ready to get into the song? You want to play Hangin' By a Moment first?
Okay.
All right, cool. It's Lifehouse. Mm. Oh, wait, before you do that, I got to slide this over there.
Okay.
We're sharing a microphone.
Was it right there? Is that about right?
Yep.
It's perfect.
Tears before changing, starving for truth. Closer to where I started, chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I held on to, standing here until you make me move. Hanging by a moment, you with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I'll take your invitation. You take your love.
Very nice. Sorry to grunt there, but I had to reach all the way over there. We got to do it again because I forgot to hit the record button. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Actually, I did forget to hit the record button. Sorry. So we'll have half that. No, it's all right. That's all right. I'm just kidding. Lifehouse. Very good.
Thanks for having us here.
Oh, no. Yeah. You guys are doing great here. I mean, people, for whatever reason, first time we played that song, pow, boom. People calling for it. You saw the ad, right? You saw the...
It's hanging up on our walls at home.
How about that? There's a sign outside of Magic Platter that says... please be patient. The Lifehouse CD will not be out to Halloween.
Jeez.
So many people going over there asking for it.
Wow.
Now, I'm surprised. How old are you?
I just turned 20.
Yeah. Now, no offense, but just the lyrics on the album seem to be from a much more mature person.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I guess that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a kind of an offhanded compliment. I mean, I saw you. I was like, okay, where's the dude? Where's the singer?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, wait, that's you. Okay. It just seemed like some of the stuff on the album is very mature. It's very, very deep. I wouldn't expect it from a 20-year-old kid.
Well, I've been through some interesting things, you know, in my life. Parents getting divorced at 12, you know, not getting to grow up with your dad. You experience a lot of pain, kind of,
evokes a lot of different feelings and emotions, and it's just a gift that I have to be able to put it on paper, you know.
Now, who is the person, I guess there's a one specific person for the inspiration of Hanging by a Moment?
What's that?
Is there one person in particular that was the Hanging by a Moment inspiration?
It's funny because that's me and Sergio were...
Hold on. Let's not go there.
Okay. No. I'm telling you.
It's actually
me and Sergio were spooning one night, and I said...
No.
It's not like that with Sergio. We're actually playing at a church. It's actually not... it's a love song, but to us, it's a song that we were playing at church. It's like a spiritual song to us.
Really?
Yeah. It's an interesting twist, but people take it either way, you know? It's like, I just write songs, and I don't want to put one lyric or make it a Christian song or whatever, because it can be whatever to anybody, you know?
I know a lot of people call up for it and say, oh, you know, this is from my girl, play
no,
for my girl.
We were meeting people in Jacksonville, yeah. And this one chick was like, yeah, my boyfriend just got put in prison, and I listened to Hanging by a Moment, and it just makes me want to get through everything, and it's like, cool, you know, it can be whatever to whoever, you know? And that's the good thing about music. It can mean a million different things to a million different people, you know?
Well, it's not bad in Birmingham, Alabama, to have a spiritual side and be an artist. That goes over very well here.
Okay.
And there are some other bright moments on this album. A very, very good album.
Oh, thank you.
Now, when you guys put it together, did you realize when you got done with it, like, this is going to be a big record? This is a good record? We're proud of it? Or did you walk away from it kind of, maybe not?
You know what's funny is we were halfway into making the record, and Hanging by a Moment wasn't even written. And I just had the chorus, like, ringing in my head. We were in probably 8 songs into being finished. And we didn't feel like we had a single, and that chorus kept going in my head. And then so it took like literally 15 minutes to write it. It was done, and then we went and recorded it the next week. So the process of all the writing was kind of like while we were making the record, you know?
Well, let's do this real quick. Let's play something else off. Yeah, I'm going to play Simon,
okay.
Which is, to me, this is the one that I think this is the best thing on the record. And it's again, it kind of shows being very, very deep, I guess. And
that's funny you should say that, because I think a lot of people thought it was too long, you know. It's too long of a song to be played on the radio, but that's cool that we were always hoping that would get picked up, you know.
I'll share some stuff with you after I start playing it. I'll share it with you off the air, but it's what it kind of connected with me. But yeah, it does build. It takes a while to build, but once it gets going, it's like, yeah. Oh, I gotta hear it again.
Yeah.
It's not Freebird or Stairway to Heaven as far as duration goes.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not that 8-minute record.
Yeah.
But it's there is a payoff for it. I can see how people would be a little concerned saying, got to chop it here, got to chop it there. But there's nothing to cut out.
Yeah.
So let's play it, and then you guys can tune up as well. You're going to perform again, right? You're going to play something else?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Lifehouse.
And your sister find something else to hide behind. Is the fearful always preyed upon your confidence? Didn't they see the consequence that pushed you around? The arrogant built kingdoms made of the different ones. Breaking them till they have become just another crown. And I have felt the same. When's you? I have felt the same. When's you? I have felt the same. They've told to you, and I won't worry, it's true. You're alright, you're alright, you're alright. When I have found the same, when it's you, I've found the same, when it's you.
The X Lifehouse. That is Simon. And do you want to give us any story about that?
I wrote that one probably last year sometime when I was I have this friend that was just telling me about some childhood memories and problems that he had growing up. He was always like the kid that got picked on in school and always like the reject in school and stuff. And like he was just telling me all these different stories, and I got really inspired to write a song about a character, because it's like everyone can feel lonely or feel emptiness every once in a while, you know, and I kind of just made it, broadened it a little bit and made it so people could relate to it, you know.
Cool. Let's play something else. Hey, let me jump in on the percussion over there. How about you guys play something else? I'll sit here and watch. Let's do something. By the way, again, this is Lifehouse in town tonight for Spookadelic 6 and the Rocky Horror Masquerade Ball, the album, the eagerly anticipated album, No Name Face, out on Tuesday. Finally. So we're going to do something. You guys going to do something else off the album?
We're going to do somebody else's song.
Cool. Here's Lifehouse. Let me flip the microphone around on the X.
Can't change this feeling way out of
can change this meaning. It means too much. Never been so lonely. Never found so good. I can't be the only one misunderstood. As I remind myself of somebody else, I'm feeling like I'm chasing, like I'm sing myself alone. I've got somebody else's thoughts in my head. Once I'm up and mad. Oh, once I'm up and mad. Oh, once I'm up and mad. Can you see me up here? Would you bring me back down? Oh, I've been living to see my fears as they fall to the ground. I remind myself of some. Body else, I'm feeling like I'm chasing, like I'm facing myself alone. I've got somebody else's thoughts in my head. Once I'm up myself of somebody else. I'm feeling like I'm chasing, like I'm facing myself alone. I've got somebody else's thoughts in my head. I want some of my.
Very nice. That is Lifehouse. Excellent.
All right. Yeah,
so I had to answer the one call there, Hurricane. One, our afternoon guy called up and said, no, no, no. He looks like Val Kilmer, according to his wife. I was thinking the guy that was in Vision Quest. What was that guy's name? The actor from Vision Quest. Also in... his name?
He was in that
Drew, what's his name? Vision Quest. Matthew Modine. Oh, yeah. You're the young Matthew Modine. You're his little brother. Yes. Very nice.
Well, like to...
Micah gets a U2 CD since he supplied the answer.
Hey, do we get a U2 CD?
Man.
To slip a little plug in, I'd like to say hi to Lexi.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk some more. Don't worry. Oh, you got. No, we're, no, 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 don't worry.
I'd like to say hi to Lexi.
You'll get to do your shout outs momentarily. Yeah. Hold on. No, don't worry. I'm not kicking you out yet. This is Lifehouse. What we're going to do real quick is play some commercials, come back with them, and talk just a little bit more.
Come on, we're having a barbecue. Everyone's